Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
home day.
Thanks for being with us. I know. That's exactly what I was thinking driving in. This week is moving, which is great. We love it. Halfway to the weekend. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, Andy Bunker. It's winch here on the midday show. As you know, living for the weekend, big night of baseball, big dagger nights in basketball, and a big you're not there yet, maybe, moment in basketball. Mm-hmm. But also, big trade in the NFL, which you heard the rumors, but you were like, nah, they ain't going to do that.
Yeah, it made sense after they made the DK Metcalf trade. Yeah. We all kind of hypothesized as to what it would look like with DK Metcalf and George Pickens as teammates.
Yeah.
Like the on paper part of it, it's like, dang, that's two big talented receivers. Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Still don't know who their quarterback is.
Yeah.
Pretty cool if they'd figure that out.
Yeah.
But then, the Steelers trade George Pickens late last night, early this morning.
I don't know.
Very classically Cowboys move where they leaked it because they're excited about it because they want people talking about it. So George Pickens is headed to Dallas for a couple draft picks, third round pick, and a future fifth rounder. And okay.
Yeah.
Dallas
needed a number two player, a number two opposite of CD or around CD. They got that in George Pickens. George is in the last year's contract, so, you're playing for a contract. But, is Pittsburgh rebuilding?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're doing what they do when they're tired of wide receivers.
Yes, that's usually what happens. That's usually what happens.
And
if Mike T trading you as a receiver
We were kind of going through it before the show, because we always talk about how Pittsburgh's like, man, they don't mind like taking a chance on a wide receiver.
It seems like it's always damn wide receivers, don't it? Don't it always seem like it's wide receivers too?
A wide receiver with a little bit of character.
Yeah.
But then when they leave, they make it work as long as they possibly can. I'm not trying to say what George Pickens did in Pittsburgh was comparable to what some of those other guys did in Pittsburgh because he wasn't as successful as some of those other guys. But like when they were ready to move on from Antonio Brown fell off a cliff.
Yes.
When they were ready to move on from some of these other guys like that have talent and had some success there, you don't really hear from them again. So hopefully that's not what happens to George Pickens because he's really early in his career to be the case. But when Pittsburgh gives up on you at wide receiver, that says something about you.
You just hope that. Because he's so young still 22, 23 years old. They hopefully learn from it. From what they say, he's not a bad dude in the locker room or nothing like that. Like some of them other guys, you say, like AB was still playing at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go.
Right.
But sometimes, the tolerance of some, because they had a damn dirt bag for a quarterback for years.
Right.
It's just, one of those things where you just hope George goes to, in Dallas, eventually you have fun and make fun of Jerry Jones. It's a first-class organization. He takes care of his players and all those different things. But, with the leadership at quarterback with Dak, because, you ain't going to talk to Dak crazy. if you're George. And George, I've never seen George talk crazy to anybody. He's demonstrative if he's not getting the ball and all those things
he
like that.
He might talk a little crazy to an opponent.
But he talked crazy to an opponent, but I've never seen
Georgia
him.
Georgia Tech guy through a wall.
Never seen him go at a quarterback or anything like that. Him do that.
Okay.
So, I mean, that'd be the interesting
he's
thing.
He's also played with some pretty rough quarterback situations.
Yes, like, and still was
he's
doing
he's 3 years in the league, right? Yes. So last year was Russ and Justin Fields, and that was sort of a weird deal. Before that was Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
So this is the best quarterback situation he will have been in. Not to mention the fact that, like, CeeDee Lamb's a bona fide number one. Like, that's a legitimately top flight wide receiver in the NFL. So that's the best duo he's had So I don't know. Maybe it'll work out. It's a pretty big deal. Like, that's a big move by the Cowboys to go out and get a guy as talented as he is with the upside that he has.
They've had a nice
guy make it work.
They've had a nice – I know the whole thing is about Micah Parsons, the contract and everything like that, but they did all right. I mean, they went and got the best interior lineman in the draft.
The Alabama kid.
Yeah, they played – and then, you know, they went and got the pass rusher out of BC who's ready and everything like that. You go get running backs. You go get George Pickens. You know, Dak stay healthy. Dak's been hurt.
Who'd they get at running back? Remind me.
The kid from Denver, Williams.
Oh, really? Javonte Williams. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. We loved him coming out of North Carolina.
And so,
he just kind of had some injuries in Denver.
Yeah, I know that's been a thing with the whole Micah Parsons. But Dallas has had an eyed offseason.
Yeah. Right. It's hard to say good when Micah Parsons still is unsigned. Yes. You got to get that taken care of.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they probably will. But, they also hired, you know.
But that, that's it.
It was like Brent Shawn.
Well, he's been around the program. They like him.
Uh-huh.
The players supported the decision.
It's funny how they do things different when they're excited about it versus when they're not.
Right.
Like, they wanted everyone to talk about George Pickens all day, so they leaked the news last night, so we talk about it all day.
Yeah.
When they hired Brent Schottenheimer, they announced it at like 11 p.m. on a Friday before a three-day weekend.
Yes. So,
they know what they're doing.
There's always strategy behind everything.
Yeah, right? Everybody knows what they're doing. Speaking of strategy.
He sent them, Andy.
We saw a little Ron Washington at third base last night from Matt Tuiasosopo.
He sent them.
Man, when they said, and they're sending him, I was like, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
There's no way they're sending him. Thank goodness. Shout out to the red second baseman for falling asleep. He did not play that correctly.
No.
He must have just thought that there was no – same thought we had. There's no way they're sending him. They're not – wasn't hit that hard. Or I guess it was hit hard. It was hit too hard. Like, they got the ball back into the infield with plenty of time. Man, that guy caught it, turned the wrong way.
They're like
triple pumped, and then threw it home with just enough time.
I mean, it was
guy Stuart Fairchild to sneak in there and score.
It was
tie
a split second type situation, man. And another win for the Braves. Boy, Chris Sale was like, he got peppered, especially early on, but he was on some damn gas.
Played great.
Whoa.
Yeah, two back to back great starts.
He was throwing gas yesterday. Like, I didn't know he still had the triple digits in that arm, but he was. Pew, and yet it was still a boring ass game. Boy, if Michael Harris didn't need that hit, what a clutch hit by him! And then, you know, obviously the Big Bear closes things out for him. But yeah, nice win for them. But yeah, it was good to see Chris Sale. He was spitting it.
Yep.
But I tell you, the funniest part of the game to me was when Drake Bowman comes up and they're popping him up and everything. First swing out, bam! Like, well, damn. I thought the young boy was going to come here and do something.
Oh, I know.
What a big moment in the young career. Boom. First damn pitch. Boom.
It was a tough go last night trying to score runs. Shout out to their pitcher. Andrew Abbott's having a nice start to the year. It was a pitcher's duel. One thing you like about those is they go pretty fast.
Yes.
So they were able to kind of get out of the way so you could flip over and watch Golden State and Minnesota. And we'll talk about that as the show goes on. That was an unexpected performance from the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Raggedy.
I don't know how to – because Anthony Edwards came out in the second half and looked like Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Like, he scored, I think, 22 in the second half, got to the rim, like, really looked like the guy that we've seen. That first half, I don't know what the hell was going on. It was weird.
He didn't even
call for the ball on the final possession of the first half. He kind of was like, you guys got it. We'll figure it out.
Like, somebody said something. Like,
I don't know.
Like we were talking about before the show, like, did somebody say something like – We don't need you. So I'm like, okay, I'll show y'all.
Remember when Kobe used to do that sometimes? And he'd just like, all right, well, I'm just going to pass it all half and you guys see how much you need me. Like, I'm not saying that's what Anthony Edwards did because he was 0 for 8. He just didn't play good in the first half. But it just looked weird. Like, his energy was different than it normally is. He's usually so demonstrative and like so.
He played defense well.
He played okay.
Yeah.
But it was weird. And then whatever, he found it at halftime and they played better in the second half. they lost the game, but Golden State lost Steph Curry.
Yes.
And, you know, there's no real timetable for that because it's a hamstring. Who knows? Obviously, he had to come out of the game early in the second quarter. He was going off, too. That's what sucks. Like, yeah. It feels like we were about to get treated to, like, a 40-point Steph Curry game. He was so happy to not be guarded by Amen Thompson anymore. He was like, this is great. He felt like a new man. But unfortunately, he pulled his hamstring early in the second and had to come out of the game. They still won it without him. Credit to Jimmy Butler, and Draymond played great.
And damn, Buddy!
Buddy Hield is smiling on a heater
smiling
right now.
Buddy.
But yeah, man, like, you know, hopefully that's a short-term thing because they won the game, which is huge. But Steph's health is the most important.
Yeah.
Like, Steph doesn't come back, they can't win this
game.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man. Jimmy done took worse teams.
Yeah.
To the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And beat better teams than the Minnesota team.
You think so? Better teams? The Celtics team a couple years ago?
I think that Celtics
ago?
Team is better than
maybe.
This.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe better than this team right here. But, I mean,
it's a wild cast Jimmy's working with now, though. I know he's got Draymond. Yeah,
but I'm just
Buddy's
on
a little heater. Like, Pat Spencer played, like, 15 minutes
Draymond,
last night.
Draymond, I know.
Shout out to Pat Spencer.
No, Draymond played this good, like, that game seven against the Cavs.
Yeah, no, Draymond had that where's Rudy at energy.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Draymond came out and scored, I think, 16 points in the first half because he gets so excited.
Yes.
As excited as Steph was to not be getting guarded by Amen Thompson anymore,
yes.
Draymond Green's so excited to be playing against Rudy Gobert.
Yes.
It energizes him to another level.
Come on, Rudy. Come get you some of this. Come and get you some of this, Rudy.
A 16-point half from Draymond Green is a 30-point half from a normal player.
Yes. Like, how many are you in with?
18.
Yeah.
But he was doing his thing on defense. He was expending his energy on defense.
I was like, damn, Dre going off. How many that way? Oh, 18.
Yeah, that's
all they needed all 16 of them. I mean, they were beating the hell out of they were by 20. Like, just a bad all around game for the Timberwolves. But I don't think Steph plays tomorrow.
No, I wouldn't play him in game two.
Yeah.
You got the one.
You got the one.
You got Saturday.
You got the one, but you got a player who don't give a damn about that, and Jimmy.
Right.
Jimmy's going to go for two.
Yeah, and they should. Yeah. They should. I mean, you saw what happened last night in the other game, the early game, with the Cavs and the Pacers. It very much looked like the Pacers were like, cool, we got game one, we're good.
Yeah.
And then slowly but surely, they worked their way back into that thing, and I don't know if anybody, like, you got a little fun heater from Buddy Hield.
Yes.
He's having a great playoffs. I think Aaron Gordon's having a fun playoff so far.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's having more fun than Tyrese Halliburton
And I'll tell you this. You know I hate it, Andy. You old call your own foul where gym shoes, where running shoes with sweatpants to hoop and call your own fouls dorks with that crappy-ass overrated chant. You know how I hate them. You know how I hate them, and I want to call them some, but I know CCCF people will disband me and everything.
The Russians?
No, this, you know, see.
Oh, the FCC.
Them folks.
I was talking about the communists.
Yeah, them folks right there. But I hate those people who make that chant because those are the biggest non-athletic dorks in the world with anything. All right, and I'm so glad.
I've done so many.
I'm so glad he tore they damn mouth out.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
He tore their damn mouth out.
We have to stop calling him overrated because.
Man, why would you call him overrated?
I don't know. His peers did. And then now everybody's decided that they want to run with it.
It was like,
it's the worst thing that could have happened.
How many NBA players are there?
I don't know. But
they said it was like 90 people.
90 guys voted on that one. Most guys opted out for voting on that one.
Yes.
And he got 15%
of the 90. All them probably the bench.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. But him winning that or losing that, however you want to call it, is the worst thing that happened in the Eastern Conference. Because he's been playing great before that.
He's on one now.
And then they said he was the most overrated player in the NBA.
His daddy's fault. That was
a different deal. But now, I mean, all he's doing is hitting game winners now. Like, he goes by Giannis to win game seven.
Yes.
And then he's won both of these games late for the Pacers. And as soon as he got, and poor Ty Jerome, man, like, that guy is in a bad spot.
Yeah.
This guy could have won sixth man of the year.
Yes.
Perfect situation coming off the bench for the Cavs.
And now he got to do
and more. Now Darius Garland's hurt, so he's got to start. He's shooting too much. He's worn out. And he gets ISO'd at the top of the key after that offensive rebound on Tyrese Halliburton, and everybody knew what was going to happen.
Cook
he got him dancing.
Cook
it was
him.
He got he practiced that step back, and it looks just like he practiced that 1,000 times. Like, he got the exact matchup he wanted. He got him exactly. He knew he was going to try to force him right, so he crossed over back left, went by him. Jerome tries to recover, steps back, goes flying into the key, and Tyrese Halliburton just drains it. Like,
oh, they, my,
just unbelievable.
As soon as he shot, I was like, oh, that draws right there.
Before he even, as soon as it was Ty Jerome, it was like, oh, this is,
yeah,
he's going to start dancing on him, and he's got no chance.
But as soon as he shot, I was like, oh, that draws.
It reminded me of the Kemba step back against Pitt those years ago. I think that's my favorite step back of all time.
Oh, man.
Kemba made that poor dude fall.
That, I mean, because it was so in the moment of when it was.
James Harden had one where the guy went tumbling to the baseline and he stood there and
what
looked at
him. What about Jalen Brunson's one he just had?
Oh, yeah. Was on a Asar Thompson.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Would you call Michael Jordan against Byron?
That's more of a
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Crossover. More crossover with a little shove.
Just, I don't know. He had his hand on him.
A little shove.
You're allowed to touch.
A little shove.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending, including what Brian Snitker's talking about here.
Could have pierced a gap right there.
Yeah. It's one place to get pierced. People are into that. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.